Hi, this is Dr. Diane Hayden, and I am the publisher of Natural Nutmeg Magazine, Essential Living Maine Magazine, and a series of book collaborations, our latest one, which is entitled Essential Healing for Your Spirit and Soul. And this book I'm really excited about because it is a group of 20 authors from all different walks of life in basically the spiritual healing community. And each author talks a little bit about their journey, how they came to find a particular modality that they practice, and tells us about different life events and things that happened to them that kind of led them down this path. And so it's a really amazing book of all these different individuals' journeys to practices, everything from yoga to holistic health to animal communication to intuitives and mediums and shamans and a lot of different spiritual modalities, some that you may not have even heard of. So it's been exciting for me, and today I am excited to have Tara Sachs on the call with us, and she is a certified yoga teacher, fitness trainer, and holistic health counselor. She's been in the field of health and healing for over 30 years. Her bachelor's degree in exercise science gives her a strong foundation and excellent understanding of the physical body when she creates her athletic flow yoga classes. She has developed the perfect balance system, which is a systematic approach to creating excellent health using a combination of yoga, fitness, and nutrition. Tara received her yoga training from Mat Kin Yoga and feels deep gratitude for their heart-centered approach to teaching and learning. She is certified in yoga trance dance and has developed her own style of yoga dance, which she often teaches at her biannual yoga retreats in the Catskills. Tara's other certifications include prenatal yoga and holistic health counseling. Through her blog, perfectbalancewithtara.com, she shares her thoughts, ideas, and advice on how to use the tools passed down from the ancient philosophy of yoga to deal with present-day challenges. So welcome, Tara. Thanks so much for being on the call today with us.
Thank you for having me.
Awesome. So I love these calls because they are a way for me to, you know, get to talk to each of the authors and really learn more about their individual stories and their journey and, you know, how their life path has taken them down the road to all these different modalities that they practice. So let's talk a little bit about that. You know, from your perspective, was there anything in your life that happened that kind of led you down this path, or was it just something that you always knew you wanted to do, or how did you, you know, kind of come to be doing all these different practices that you do?
I don't think there was one specific event, but I was always, and I'll probably always go back to this, I was always a very physical person. I'm always feel like I have to move my body in some way. And mm-hmm. I think that just being very physical, being very much in my body, has helped me to be grounded. So I think that kind of led me to where I started to do, you know, I didn't play a lot of sports in college because when I was growing up, it wasn't that big. You know, it wasn't something that girls my age were doing. Now it's a much bigger part of, you know, young women's lives. But I had to find a way to just express myself physically. So I think, you know, when I got to deciding what I was going to do in college, it was just sort of natural to go into something physical, which was at that time phys ed. So I didn't really want to be a teacher, but I started to do other things, you know, teach exercise classes, aerobic dance was in there. And I just found that for myself and for people coming to my classes and exercising with me, we were healing. So, and I didn't sort of know that it was healing at the time until I kind of looked back. Like, we were finding ways to, you know, reduce stress and feel better about ourselves and you know, expel excess energy and emotions and things that were sort of built up and pent up inside of us. So I don't know. I just sort of was a natural at leading people, teaching people in a physical way. So I guess that's where I, you know, and I was sort of at the very beginning of personal training once I graduated college. I didn't want to be a phys ed teacher necessarily, but at the very beginning of personal training, that's just, I sort of happened to be right at the beginning of that. So I started as a personal trainer, and then just got a lot of kind of famous clients, and it developed that way. And then after, I don't know, I guess I started having children, and things changed a little bit, and I started to get more spiritual, and then yoga appeared in my life, and I started to fall in love with that. So I guess, you know, all of these things together is what I use when I teach and when I help myself and others. It's kind of a combination of the body first, because that's always, for me, where I feel the most grounded and connected, and not in my head, and more in my heart and intuition. So mm-hmm. I guess that's
yeah.
in a nutshell, that's it.
I love what you said about how, you know, you started doing something that you didn't, you know, you knew it was healing for people, but it probably wasn't even realized at that level, because, you know, like we were saying, back then, and actually, you know, my degree is in exercise physiology too, and same with you, like I've always been active and a runner and, you know, taught aerobics and that when that whole thing was huge and
mm-hmm.
and, you know, did it more for, like, fun and also for stress relief, like you're saying, but without really realizing, you know, all the health benefits. And, of course, when you're young, I mean, you know, I was teaching aerobics in my early 20s. You don't really think about, unless you have a chronic disease or a health issue, you're not really thinking about it from that perspective. I mean, I know at least I for me, it was more about, like, the vanity of just wanting to stay fit.
Yeah.
And that's why I did the exercise I did. But now we know, like, there's so many amazing health benefits of, you know, not just cardiovascular exercise, but strength training and yoga and a lot of different ways to move your body that, you know, that help on so many different levels.
Yeah. Definitely. And it's a way to, like I said, it's just to ground and connect. And it doesn't have to be yoga practice. Excuse me. It doesn't have to be an exercise class. It can be whatever way that gets you specifically. Maybe it's riding your bike or being out walking, whatever it is that connects you to you. Because that's really what we're trying to do, is to stay connected to ourselves so that we can hear our intuition speak to us.
And that's really important, I think, because I hear so many people say, oh, God, I hate exercise, or, you know, I have to go to the gym, I hate it, I hate doing the treadmill, blah, blah, blah. And I think it's so important that you really need to find something that you enjoy doing, because, I mean, I might be an anomaly, but I've been a runner all my life, and I still love to run. And that's like a meditation for me, almost. I mean, that is when I get intuitive hits, and, you know, I kind of just zone out. But I know for other people, running is torture, and and
right.
It's just, you know, it doesn't matter, like, you know, whether they're on a treadmill or they're outside or what it is, it's never going to be enjoyable for them. So they really need to find something else that they, some other form of activity or way to move that they like, and they can kind of just lose themselves in.
Yeah, and then just trust yourself. Trust yourself to know what that thing is. You know,
mm-hmm.
and maybe it's different, maybe it's kayaking, whatever it is, but to trust yourself enough to know that that's your way, and
right.
Find it and seek it and try different things for sure.
And not feel like you have to conform to what everybody else is doing. Just because, you know, everybody's going to the gym and getting on the treadmill doesn't mean that's the only form of exercise, and you certainly don't have
right.
to do that if you don't like it, for sure.
Right.
So let's talk about some specific modalities that you do. Like, I've heard of yoga dance, but I'm just curious, which I'm sure many people are listening to our call, from your perspective, like, you said that you created a specific form of that. So let's talk about that and tell people, you know, how that came about and if you, you know, as best you can describe it in words. I know it might be more of a visual thing, but.
Well, I actually got certified by Shiva Ray in yoga trance dance. So, and I loved every second. I went to Kapalu and did like a 3-day certification. And really what it was, which was amazing, was just 3 days of dancing wildly to really great music. And that's what I love. If I could dance every single day, I would dance every single day. I love being out and dancing. So yoga dance, yoga trance dance, which is what I'm certified in, it's really free-flowing movement, but it's led by an instructor. So I lead it. I lead people to move their bodies in different ways until ultimately we're all kind of moving in whatever way. So it's not, you know, if you go to a Zumba class or something, you're following specific steps or doing specific, you know, patterns of movement all together. You know, learning a dance is what you're doing. But in yoga trance dance or yoga dance, which is like, is what I call it, you're kind of doing your own thing, which is the best. And then you start to feel your body and feel the beat of the music and move in whatever way that feels almost organic or intuitive to you. And that's when you, again, get out of your head and into your body and into your heart, into your intuition. So feeling this movement and exploring, you know, sometimes people think it's crazy, but sometimes I just make people move around the room and take up a lot of space and, you know, approach each other, smile, give someone a hug, whatever it is. It's just, they're like, we're not dancing, we're just kind of walking around the room. But sometimes first you have to explore your surroundings and get comfortable where you are, and then it kind of leads to the next and the next and the next of whatever we're doing in our, you know, in that process. But it's really about releasing energy, emotions, pent-up stuff, you know, self-consciousness that you might be holding on to. So it's really free-flowing movement led by me, in this case, led by me, so that you can process some things maybe that you're holding on to.
Mm-hmm. That sounds amazing.
Does that make sense?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And, you know, again, just another example of another way, another form of exercise that some people might not have even been aware of. And,
mm-hmm.
you know, I know a lot of people that love to dance, and it's just shifting your perspective of, you know, oh, I could actually do this, you know, as a form of moving my body and being healthy. And, you know, there's the, you know, a whole healing process to it, and maybe even a meditative process.
Yeah, definitely. And just knowing that dancing doesn't have to look a certain way. It's really just
mm-hmm.
moving to music. So the more we kind of get into our bodies and out of our heads, because our heads are the ones that tell us to be self-conscious and, oh, I look like an idiot, or, you know,
I'm too
white to do that. I can't. Exactly.
Yeah.
So it's not, I mean, you know, right to me. I don't care what it looks like to everybody else. So I think that teaching others to be more, to be less self-conscious is kind of a goal of mine, just do it.
Yeah.
You know, I'm 53 years old. I can dance whatever way I want. So
exactly.
I hope to lead people to do that, because I think dancing is so healing, and it's free-flowing movement. That's what our bodies want, so that we can be in our bodies and not in our minds all the time.
Right, exactly.
So you do
some of
that.
Right, yeah, exactly. That's mm-hmm. true. And the combination of both.
Mm-hmm.
So you do some events in the Catskills. Are those mm-hmm. yoga events, or like a combination of all the different
modalities? I have a women's yoga retreat, and it's in the mm-hmm. Catskills. We have a house that we rent, and it's got 11 bedrooms and a giant dining room, so we're all together for meals, and it's in a beautiful area, so we hike and we do, you know, different, we have some ropes courses that we do, all different kinds of things, some art projects, and yoga, and some yoga dance, and then we just do some fun things too, just being together as women. We have, you know, wild dance parties, that's what I call them.
That's awesome.
And we do, you know, it just depends on the theme of the retreat. It's a weekend, but it's always just women, and sometimes the men get jealous, well, why aren't we invited? But it turns out that women together, we just need some time to be together and just connect to each other and to ourselves, and lots of healing goes on this weekend. So I've been doing that for 10 years. This
wow.
year actually is our 10th year anniversary, so It's going to be a good one. It's in November. And,
maybe you should start a men's group, too.
Yeah. Well, I've been thinking about doing a couples one. But
oh, that would be great.
That far yet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm kind of focusing on the groups for now. But, yeah,
right,
at some point,
right.
I would like to do that. I would like to do a couples one. But so far, it's been just women, and it's just been amazing. We have, you know, usually have a massage therapist. Sometimes we have an intuitive that comes. We've had a psychic come. So different types of different types of fun happens
mm-hmm.
at each retreat. So they're not always exactly the same. It's interesting because it kind of depends on who's coming.
Who shows up?
So who shows up, and it kind of takes on its own energy depending
right.
on the energy of the people that are there.
Yeah, I find that. Is always the case with events
yeah.
that you do, for sure.
Yeah.
And there's a reason for that, I think, so.
Yes,
that's
exactly.
Great.
Yeah.
So what advice would you have for someone who's thinking about, a career in any of the healing field or modalities? Because the purpose of this book is really twofold. Obviously, it's for the layperson who's, seeking out different spiritual practices and modalities for maybe their own personal development or health or whatever that might be. But my other purpose for it was to show people who may be, thinking about going down this path or maybe having, some intuitive things going on or calling and not really sure what to do with it, to just let them know how other people, have kind of found their way and created, a practice out of it. So I ask everybody, each of the authors, like, what do you think you did to be successful, and what advice would you have for someone who's thinking about, becoming a spiritual practitioner
mm-hmm.
in some way, shape, or fashion?
I think, trust yourself, really, and know that it doesn't have to look a certain way. And I think that sometimes we get caught up in whatever training we did. We have to do it exactly like we learned it. But if we can trust ourselves enough and try to let go of the self-doubt, to do it in a way that feels right for us, and just kind of stay strong in that, then the people that we were meant to help or the people that were meant to help heal will find us, instead of trying to copy somebody else and thinking that we have to do it a certain way. I think that there are enough healers, there are enough people, there are enough clients, there are enough there's enough to go around for all of us. So if we just sort of stay centered and strong in the way that we teach, the way that you teach, people that need you will find you. Does that make sense? I don't know if that makes sense.
Oh, no, absolutely. Absolutely.
So
even
if you help one person, that's great. Instead of feeling like, oh, I need to, help millions of people, just one person makes a difference. Because that one person, then, their energy spreads out and helps others and others and others. So just have patience, trust yourself, and try to not let that self-doubt come in. That's the hard part.
I totally agree with you. And I think more often than not, I hear the same exact advice from many of the other authors that I've talked to about just, going with your gut and trusting that your intuition, and that you know inside what it is you're supposed to be doing. And, for me, I've heard so many people just doubt because they don't have support from their friends or family, and they're kind of, they're going into this realm where it might be, a little fearful for the people around them. Like, they don't understand what it is that they might be doing, or they think it's kind of out there or whatever. So many times I think people just don't get the support that they need. So you're definitely not the first person who said, you know, you gotta trust yourself and, you know, just seek out other people who have been down the same path and, you know, ask for help and get your support that way. And, you know, because the worst thing is to kind of just push it aside. And, you know, that's another thing that, like, that's another common theme with a lot of the authors, too. Like, they kind of resisted their calling to the spiritual work for a long time until finally, like, they got, you know, bopped on the head by a health crisis or or something. Yeah. And it was kind of like, okay, the message is getting a little stronger now. I just want to pay attention. Right. So it's just, you know, it's tough, though. I mean, you really have to have a lot of, I think, courage and, you know, persistence and determination.
Definitely. However, I think it's getting easier, and I think it's getting more more accepted. This kind of woo-woo out there kind of stuff is more accepted and more common. In fact, today on the Today Show, they had Matt Lauer interviewing a medium, and he was talking about, the medium was talking about talking to Matt Lauer's father who was passed. So it was pretty interesting that on the Today Show, on a, you know, regular everyday
mainstream TV show,
they were, and Matt was believing him. I mean, it was real. It wasn't, you know, there were no skeptics there. He was getting teary because this medium was actually communicating with his father, and Matt was believing it. There was no question. So it was just interesting. So things are changing. So I think it's, you know, we're becoming more mainstream, and I think that's why more and more people are finding yoga and meditation and all the different, you know, healing, like everybody in the book. I think that it's becoming more and more mainstream because it's needed. You know, we need this.
Yeah.
We need this. So, so it's getting a little easier than it used to be.
Yeah, I agree, definitely. Yeah, I mean, certainly more mainstream for sure. I mean, you know, just in the last couple of years, I've been publishing my magazine since 2007, and I would say, like, in the last couple of years, the number of people who are picking it up, and we're not entirely, I wouldn't say that we are really that focused on spirituality. We're more about natural medicine and, you know, eco-friendly living and whatever, but we do have articles from different spiritual practitioners from time to time, but just the whole holistic field in general, I think, has really growing, and you're right, more and more people are becoming more open to it. You're seeing, like, you know, you're seeing it on things like the Today Show, and and that's awesome, that's fantastic. I mean, you know, I think that's just amazing, and
I think, too, the healthier you get, so the more that, you said people are picking up your magazine, it's about natural health and eating right and all those, you know, organics and all the things that we're doing to take better care of our health. When we eat like that, when we take care of ourselves like that, we become more clear, and I think we become more likely to trust our intuition. I think when we clog our bodies up with all that crappy food and, you know, all that stress and stuff, we can't be as intuitive, we can't hear our intuition because it's all kind of clogged up. Does that make sense?
Absolutely.
It's sort of a natural progression. The healthier, the more clean you eat, then the more that cleans up your energy too. So then you start to get these intuitive hits that you were talking about before, and I think that's probably how it's all connected, because it really is all connected.
Right. Yeah. Absolutely, it definitely is. You know, so many things play like a overlapping role, and what you do in one area of your life affects another area of your life. And you know, that I think is just understanding. You need to look at the body as a whole, and not like, okay, I have this one health issue. Well, it may not just necessarily be related to that particular organ or physiological system. It could be some, you know, spiritual thing or mental thing or, you know, psychological issue that has been brewing for years and now is manifesting in a physical form.
That's right. Mind, body, spirit. It's all connected.
Exactly. Well, awesome. So before we finish today, I just wanted to give you a chance to let people know how they can connect with you via your website or email. And we talked about the events that you do in the Catskills. If you have anything coming up in the near future that you want to let people know about.
Sure. Yeah, I do. I have a website, and it's called Perfect Balance with Kara. So it's www.perfectbalancewithkara.com. And that you can connect. If you go on my website, I write a blog. It has all the information about my retreats, my classes. You can get in touch with me through my website because it has my email on there as well. So www.perfectbalancewithkara.com. And yeah, my next yoga retreat is in November. It's coming up. It's filling up. So if anyone's interested in coming, that would be great. Get in touch with me.
Awesome. Well, I appreciate your time. This has been a great call, very informative. I'm sure that people are excited to learn more about you and the different events that you have. So they'll be visiting your website. And thank you so much for participating in the book. We're anticipating a late fall production date, but we'll keep everybody posted on our website. And thanks again, Kara, and you have a great day today.
All right. Thanks so much, Diane. It's been great.
Awesome. We'll talk to you soon.
Okay. Bye.
Bye.